Hi, I'm Farina Azeem, and you're listening to The Naked Property Investor.
Number one means you're always on top. You're on the number one.
I'm Evan Maindonald, CEO of Melt Property.
I'm Andrew Ward. I'm the founder of Solomon New Homes.
I'm Kavitha Vipulanda, and I'm the director and founder of Allura.
I'm Lloyd Edge from Oz Property Professionals.
I'm Sim Sekhon, MD of Legal for Landlords, and you're listening to The Naked Property Investor.
Coming up on this week's Naked Property Investor.
The most important thing when it comes to property investing is to understand all aspects of what makes a good investment.
From the Property Investor Studios, welcome to The Naked Property Investor with your host, Kizzy Nkwacha.
Kizzy is the publisher of the Property Investor magazine, Money and Finance, and Business Game Changer. Kizzy is also the editor of the successful Property Investment book series and the founder of the Property Wall of Fame. Every week, Kizzy and his guests provide you with the vital tools you need to take your property business to the next level. Now, meet your host, your mentor, and the godfather of all things property, Kizzy Nkwacha.
Hello and welcome to The Naked Property Investor. This week I have the privilege of spending some time with Tuan Dung, Director of Duo Tax Quantity Surveyors. Now, did you know that if you had a tax depreciation schedule, you could be saving yourself literally thousands of dollars every year? Yeah, I thought that would get your attention. Well, Tuan has made it his mission to educate as many property investors like you on the huge benefits of tax depreciation. Don't go away.
I'm Sean Woolley. I'm the founder and director of Cloud9 Spain, and you're listening to The Naked Property Investor.
Thanks for dropping in. This week, I'm in a studio with Tuan Dung, Director of Duo Tax Quantity Surveyors. Now, but before we introduce Tuan, I've just got time to say that Kizzy's Luxury Property Magazine is producing its annual showcase of the top 10 Outstanding Property Specialists 2020. Now, the showcase covers all disciplines from commercial and residential developers to design, finance, and property marketing. To be eligible for the award, the specialists must work in one of the following regions: the UK, Europe, Australia, or the US. For information about how to nominate yourself, a colleague, or a client for inclusion in the top 10 outstanding property specialists, email editor@klpmag.com. The address one more time is editor@klpmag.com. That's it. Job done. Get rid of that. Tuan, it's amazing to have you join me. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having us today on the show. Really appreciate that.
It's brilliant to have you with me. It's really good. What's it like over there in Sydney, by the way?
It's lovely. The weather's been good. We've been fortunate. It's warmer weathers. We cannot complain despite all else that's going on around us. However, we've got to just battle on with the conditions at the moment.
Absolutely. Tell me a bit more about you, because you started your career in civil engineering, but then you went on to found Duo Tax Quantity Surveyors out of your mum's garage. How did the idea for the company come about, and what do you do that helps you stand out from everyone else?
Well, that's a great question, Kizzy, and one that still kind of boggles my mind today. And I would have to pull it back in 2013 when I bought my first investment property. I then approached my accountant to complete my tax returns like any other property investor that following financial year. The accountant had advised me about preparing a tax depreciation schedule from a quantity surveyor to help me save extra money by assessing the depreciation on my rental property. And I said to him, well, I'm also a construction management graduate. And at that time, even though studying, I had a six-year career in civil engineering, I said to him, could I do the depreciation schedule myself? And the accountant said, no, you can't. You've actually got to see someone that's registered as a tax agent and is a quantity surveyor. And so I said, oh, well, I'll get that organized. And so along I went and I dealt with a quantity surveyor to organize the report. And from there, he went through my property and spent 15 to 20 minutes doing an inspection, surveyed my property, and came out with a report that saved me $15,000 in the first financial year on my brand new townhouse property that I had purchased. And I couldn't believe the amount of value. At that time, I didn't have a very large income, and a $15,000 tax deduction equated to something like $6,000 to $7,000 refund for me, which meant for me, like, if there was a service out there where you pay $500 to $600 to $700 for a report and you're getting $6,000 or $7,000 refund each year, that just meant to me, like, this is something people need to know about. And the fact that I was very fortunate to have an accountant meant that I was able to, that could advise on depreciation, meant that I was very fortunate to then reap the benefits of a tax deduction that some people today don't even know about. So for that, that was very important for me. And that point in time, I was living with my mum and dad. Because of that moment, I decided that I would make it my own mission in life to advise more people, given that my background was in quantity surveying. So I was fortunate then to get a start my career in quantity surveying, and the next 12 months I would then get registered and then enroll as a registered quantity surveyor to advise on tax depreciation. And it's been my lifelong journey ever since, Kizzy.
Extraordinary. Let's go back to basics, Twan. In layman speak, what is tax depreciation?
Tax depreciation is generally the wear and tear of any building asset when it comes to rental properties. Over time, as you buy a rental property, the land itself is not depreciable. However, the building that comes with it and all the plant and equipment within this property will be considered depreciable against your taxable income. Now, when we assess for depreciation, the ATO recognizes as you use your rental property or rent it out, the tenants will obviously use that building and use plant and equipment within that building for their use of renting. And hence, as it's used for that purpose, the ATO will let you claim depreciation to help reduce your taxable income and in effect help you pay less tax in that given financial year. So the idea is to assess for the value of plant and equipment, which is your oven, your range hood, your hot water systems, and generally any assets that are motorized will have a depreciable value each financial year. And also, we want to assess the value of the building, and these are items such as your floor slab, your roofing structure, the frame of your building, windows, doors, anything that's generally fixed to the building. These are building components that we can depreciate over a 40-year period that's allowed by the ATO. So essentially what we're doing is we're assessing for these type of assets to help assess for depreciable value and reduce the taxable income.
Right. So let's see now. If I've got this right, what you just said means then that by creating a depreciation expense, the business reduces the number of earnings on which taxes are based and therefore decreasing the tax owed. Is that right?
That is exactly right, because any tax depreciation is essentially a tax deduction.
So what is a tax depreciation schedule? Why do I need one?
Yeah, so once a property investor has purchased a rental property, the ATO will allow them to claim depreciation. In order to do that, the taxation ruling 1997/25 says that the ATO will allow you to claim depreciation once it's assessed by a suitably qualified person, such as a quantity surveyor. Now, the quantity surveyor would then go out to the rental property and assess for things that are considered depreciable, that are plant and equipment, which is one category called Division 40 plant and equipment. And the other tax term is Division 43, which is your building. Now, once we have the assessment done at the site, we can then compile a tax depreciation schedule. And essentially what a tax depreciation schedule does is it forecasts the depreciation of each building asset and also plant and equipment asset into this report that shows you depreciation, for example, of an oven, which is generally maybe 5 to 7 years. And then it will have things like a range hood
or air conditioner, and it'll list all the different type of items that are depreciable, and you can claim that over a 5 to 10 to 15 year period. Now, it will show exactly what that effective life is depending on what the ATO allows. The ATO understands that carpet is going to last a lot longer than an air conditioner, and respectively, it will allow for that, and that's the job of a quantity surveyor to make sure that we put the effective life that is correct and also assess for the value of the piece of carpet and apply the square meter rate that we think is suitable for the carpet. And then we roll out how much depreciation in each financial year they can claim. On top of that, we also have the building depreciation, which is also called capital works deductions. We'll then work out the construction costs if it's not given by you. For example, where you've got a property that's, for example, built in 1995, we'll assess for the building value back in 1995 and then project that depreciation for each financial year, which is typically 2.5% for residential properties. And then we'll allow for the depreciation in the schedule, we'll allow for the depreciation of all the plant and equipment in that given financial year, as well as the building component, to give you a total tax depreciation value, which you can use as a tax deduction in your tax return.
Right. Okay. Now let's see if I've got this right. So I've got my depreciation schedule in place, and now in it's 2020, and now I'm wondering, can this schedule be used to claim any missed deductions from the previous year?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kizzy. And the simple answer is yes. The ATO will allow any property investor in an individual circumstance where you buy the property under your individual name to go back and amend up to 2 years worth of tax returns. Now, the key thing is here, say, for example, if you purchase a property in 2018 July, if you've got a property that was held in the 2018 financial year, and in August 2018, you complete your tax return, you receive your notice of assessment. The date on the notice of assessment, from that date, you're allowed 2 years to amend any tax returns. So if you had bought the property in 2018 and you complete your tax return then in August 2018, you can amend your tax return at any time for the next 2 years. So August 2020 would be your deadline to amend anything that was considered depreciable, or any tax deduction for that matter, on that rental property that was purchased back in 2018 financial year. So yes, you can go back and create a retrospective report. And if it's for businesses, like a company buying a property, the ATO allow 4 years from the date of notice of assessment.
What if my property is quite old? What if my property was, built in, say, 1975? Would it still be eligible for tax depreciation?
That's a great question, Kizzy, and one that we get very often from property investors. And the simple answer is yes, you can claim depreciation on secondhand properties. When it comes to the depreciation on the building, the cutoff date is if it is constructed and commenced construction from the 15th of September 1987. If it's commenced construction after that date, we then can claim depreciation on the building of that property, regardless of when you buy the property, whether it's today, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. We can still create the report, because in 1987, and you get a 2.5%, that's 40 years. So that means the report will last you until 2027, regardless of when you buy this property. That means if we generate a report today, we still have a 7 years left to claim depreciation on the building. When it comes to the plant and equipment, however, the cutoff date is that it depends on the legislation. The legislation on the plant equipment has varied. On the 9th of May 2017, the secondhand purchases on property, if you buy a property that's an existing property, you can no longer claim depreciation on plant and equipment if you exchange contract on the property after the 9th of May 2017. That means that if the property came with an oven or a range hood already, we can no longer claim that. Okay. However, if we do buy the property at secondhand and we install a new oven or a new range hood from a brand new one at that, we are entitled to claim depreciation on those brand new assets. Or the other thing that they made the ATO has made an exception on is if the property is substantially renovated. So if you go and buy an existing property or a secondhand property, and within the property, the quantity surveyor has assessed it as it being a substantial property, a substantially renovated property, like that it's could change some way or form of a structure, kitchen, bathroom renovation, new flooring, new ceilings, and substantially looks like it's almost brand new, the quantity surveyor is entitled to allow that as a brand new property, and you will be able to claim depreciation on all the plant and equipment, not just the building, as depreciation, and then claim that against your income as a tax deduction.
Just listening to you talking about tax depreciation, it makes it sound as though it's pretty straightforward. I guess because you've been immersed in it for many, many years, that's why it sounds really straightforward. Because I was wondering a few weeks ago when we first started talking about this this conversation we're going to have today, how the hell do you go about calculating depreciation? And then I found out that there is so many different ways of calculating it. Duan, is there a method that you use that you know that is far more accessible to most people? How do you calculate depreciation?
For us, we have a big data bank of construction projects and other rental properties we've looked at over the years. And using averages that we've built up over the years, we then can assess for depreciation as an average on that type of property. Now, that those averages over time have been built up not only from understanding what it costs people to build using building contracts, the like, but also there are guides out there such as Rawlinson's, and they will provide. Rawlinson's is Australia's most recognized construction handbook that will give you reference as to different types of properties that are constructed in different periods as well. So, for example, if you have a house or a warehouse and you wanted to understand how much it would have cost to build that type of property back in 1988 or 1975, there is an index that they would come out with in Rawlinson's 2020 edition, which would say for a double-story brick veneer home, it would be $2,200 for something built per square meter for something built in Sydney's West on a very medium type finish. And then if you wanted to find out if it was built in 1975, there would be an index for 1975 of 0.32. And you would apply that index to get your construction costs for that type of building back in 1975.
Being a busy property investor, I don't have time to do all this stuff. You know, you know where to look, you know which pages to read, you know where to find the answers. I'm wondering to myself, if I didn't know the answers to these questions, who could help me prepare a tax depreciation schedule? I'm assuming a real estate agent or a property manager can't do this.
Great question. And I guess, listeners and property investors out there, we never try to approach property investors directly, because if I said to a property investor, we're a quantity surveyor, we can help you save money, they'd throw their arms in the air and think, well, I've never ever actually heard of you before. How would I know what to expect and what sort of results you could provide and what sort of guarantees? And this is where a lot of our work comes from, professional bodies like real estate agents and accountants and buyer's agents. The reason why we can't get these sort of values from them in terms of what is the depreciable value is, one, they're not the suitably qualified persons to estimate the cost of construction. And that's a really important thing, is that these figures are estimates and they are accepted by the ATO as long as they are prepared by suitably qualified persons. And that's where we come in. As quantity surveyors, we're considered construction economists. And our job is to provide independent advice on construction when it comes to legal, whether it's disputes, whether it's lodgements for DAs for new construction, so that way the councils are taxing the developers for the right amount. So we're seen as independent, and this is why accountants cannot assess for construction costs. It's not in their expertise to do so, and so they refer clients to quantity surveyors to get the right advice, and it backs them up in such cases where there are audits, but to make sure that we're getting the right amounts and maximizing the right amounts of deductions for the property investors that we see that are fit and are fair.
Well, I said in my introduction that you've made it your personal mission to educate property investors on the many benefits of tax depreciation. But I also hear that you're producing videos and articles as well.
Yeah, it's definitely something after we've run our business for some time and gone out there and done, you know, really a traditional type of marketing. We've now sort of realized that, you know, we would like to reach out, especially more now than ever, given the circumstances that surround us. I think people are really leveraging on the information and data that's available online. So we've made it our mission to not educate just through a business channel, but also directly to property investors out there, whether it's through forums, whether it's through the social media presence of Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. And so it's our new way of trying to reach out to more people. And I think it's, you know, the online and social media is more accessible than everyone, more than ever. And with video as well, we've created great content on video on what is tax depreciation basics, and that really is hitting it home, because people love being able to understand over a video and spend the time to absorb everything over a video rather than over three paragraphs or whatever it might be.
Fantastic, a really praiseworthy ambition, and I think it's one that could help save us a lot of time and a lot of money as well. Tuan, we've got just about enough time to go to the section of the show we call the 30-second masterclass. Now, don't panic. What this means is that you'll have 30 seconds or thereabouts to sum up the most important lessons our listeners should take away from this conversation. Are you game?
Yep. Let's do it.
Excellent. Okay. 30-second masterclass. What should our listeners be taking away from our conversation today? The clock starts now.
The most important thing when it comes to property investing is to understand all aspects of what makes a good investment. Depreciation is not always the number one thing to consider, but it is always something that can help you in terms of cash flow. It's not seen as a tax deduction, but understanding what that tax deduction means to you. If you get a refund of, say, $30 a week, that means we're $30 in better off to adding that value to our next investment property. When you're unsure about preparing tax depreciation for your rental property, the best thing to do is to reach out to a quantity surveyor such as ourselves to understand what depreciable value is still left in the property before executing it to obtain a tax depreciation report. We can do an estimate on what depreciation is available before even committing to the report itself. So it's worthwhile to check with the quantity surveyor to know what you're eligible to claim, because it's a cash deduction, money that you don't physically have to put out in order to claim a deduction, which makes it the most beneficial tax deduction when it comes to rental properties and investing in property in general.
What an excellent summary. That was precise and it was to the point. Fantastic. So I get the feeling that we could talk about tax deduction for many, many hours, because I am now converted. But we have run out of time, as I thought we might do. But I do have time to say, Tuan, it's been an amazing experience sharing this time with you. And thank you so much for sharing your insight, your wisdom on the Naked Property Investor.
Thank you so much for having us, Kizzy.
Well, my conversation with Tuan has been a valuable masterclass on how a tax depreciation schedule can help make your first or even your next investment property a more affordable and attractive option, helping you to build your wealth through property. See you next week.
Number one means you're always on top. You're on the number one.